Yeah, it's a day 40. What's the day 40?
Day 40.
It's about time. It's a day 40 already. Now, it's... So time says that it's the law of Lashon Hara physics. Common physics? Lashon Hara physics?
No.
Lashon Hara physics. It says that one of the most enjoyable types of Lashon Hara is when you talk about, if someone speaks about another person's spiritual failings. Mm. That's what he said. That's the best Lashon Hara.
Wow,
the best Lashon Hara is... Yeah, that you talk about someone else's, let's say someone doesn't do a chesed, he doesn't daven enough. Why? He says what? Why? Why is that the best Lashon Hara? Because most people view themselves as their spiritual failings.
Uh-huh.
So they always want, they need like a stepping stone to feel good about themselves. So the best Lashon Hara is when you put the other guy down so you can feel like, you know, use them as like a stepping stone. He said, and that's, that therefore it's the most dangerous Lashon Hara. He said, we'd be very careful. It's Sahara.
He wasn't the breast of
He wasn't a breastfeeder. He didn't know about it.
Oh, okay. Who says so?
He did his playlist every day. Hour, 2 hours.
2 hours.
He was a breastfeeder.
It's not Hezron and Nefesh.
What?
2 hours Hezron and Nefesh.
I don't know, whatever he did. Davening also. He davened also the third time during the 2 hours.
More than the 2 hours. So the 2 hours is just...
I don't know, yeah.
Okay, so sorry. Yeah. I apologize.
So anyway, so he says that... He said it's a very bad type of... People think it's not Lashon Hara. I'm not talking about a physical thing. I'm talking about a spiritual failing of this person. He said, whether to talk about someone they don't do a positive commandment or a negative commandment, or to say even a person doesn't do this commandment, another person in the optimal manner, even if the person includes themselves, say, oh, we come late to the davening every Shabbos morning, me and this other guy, then we sit near each other in the back, we both come late. That's also Lashon Hara. And even about a person, at themselves,
yes,
he's saying...
If I say about myself, is that Lashon Hara?
Yes, it is Lashon Hara. You're not saying Lashon Hara about yourself,
wow.
You're also a Jew.
If I say I'm an Ephesus, that's
Lashon Hara. I don't know, maybe that's...
Sure.
No, you can say if it's not bad. If you think that's a good thing, then you say I'm worth nothing.
I mean, no, nothing is nothing.
You say no.
That's Lashon Hara?
No, that's not Lashon Hara.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Some people can talk about another guy. You know, this guy should spend more time. You should come on time. You should come earlier to Davi. You should come earlier to learning. So this person, you should spend more money on Shabbos. All that is actually Lashon Hara.
Wow.
Right? Of course, obviously, there are times when the mentioning of one's laxity in the midst of observance might be necessary. A person needs to warn a child, stay away from a certain person who's a bad influence, or something else like that. That can be permitted by Allah.
What was that?
He's saying sometimes, if a person wants to speak about another person's spiritual lackings, because it's important to tell a child, stay away from this person because he does things that you're not supposed to do.
It's permissible.
That's permissible. When if it's not going to cause him any harm, any unnecessary harm, and it's for a purpose of helping other people to know what not to do, and don't act like this person, it's pointed out to them, then it's mutter to say. But just to use them as a stepping stone so we should feel better about ourselves is not necessary. That's everything I hear from Shalom Shofar Hashem saying. So when someone focuses on the other person's deficiency, they feel that I'm higher. Saying this type of Lashon Hara is a drug. It's drugs, spiritual drugs. He says, that's what he says. The drugs, because you use the drugs to put down the other person to build yourself. So, oh, now I feel good about myself now. Same. But after he loses the high, then he realizes that he's not any higher than before he was. The speaker realizes he's even lower now. So he's like drugs. He's on high and then he pulls even lower than he was originally. And nothing comes good from fooling oneself. Hashem wants us to strive for holiness in our lives, to make spiritual gains which are real and meaningful. The way to do this is by viewing ourselves in an honest, critical way while seeing others in a positive light. Really, to look at our good points. Do a Zamra, feel good. Don't speak Lashon Hara, feel good. If you don't have a Zamra, then if you don't have to look at our good points, then you end up have to put someone else down to feel good. But, that thing at the end, he says, stepping on someone else like a drug, that's from Shamsul Farhash. Yeah. He says, stepping on the other person makes the person feel good. Stepping on someone else, it makes us feel good.
Us, not him.
Not him. No, it makes him feel bad. Depends. If you, you would feel good. We step on him. You'd be happy.
So, on that question, how can we flip that around and make the person we're commenting on feel good, So instead of making Lashon Hara, do the exact opposite.
You should tell us how you make us feel though. What do you think?
That was a question.
That's a question?
Right. I mean, how do we do the inverse of the Lashon Hara to make the person feel good?
Speaks positively about somebody else. We think positively of them, we speak positively of them, then it helps us. By speaking positively of them, that helps us. We speak positively to someone else, so then we're lifting them and we're lifting ourselves. That's what Rambam says. When you look at someone else's good point, we make them do tshuva. That's like the opposite. Right, so Rabbi Yaakov is asking, how do you get to flip? How do you get them to do good? How do you get someone to the flip is to look at someone else's good points. Instead of looking at their bad and putting them down to use that as a drug to feel higher, look at someone else's good points, and that's like the climb. They could do tshuva, I could do tshuva. The highest thing is to look at their good points. Got that? Fine. Baruch Hashem, that's the sound like look at the good points. Fine, now, Baruch Hashem, we started yesterday in the Mishnah. So Aaron's here, so we'll give him a minute to breathe.
Go ahead.
We're on Tess Amud Beis. Tess Amud Beis.
Says 9B.
9B in Makos. Now, we're going to try to go start learning the Gemara today. Try to see a little bit of Gemara. Fine, let's see the Gemara. We'll start again. We're going to start again. Tana Rabbana. Shalosh Arim Hivdo Maisha Be'evar Yai. Maisha split on Tana Rabbana. Shalosh Arim Hivdo Maisha Be'evar Yai. Three cities Maisha split on the other side of the Yai. Ucha Negdon and opposite them. Hivdo Yeshua Be'eretz Kanaan. Yeshua made an Eretz Kanaan like we said yesterday. 14 years later, after they entered Eretz Yisrael and captured it and split it up, and they enacted the other three Arimachlas. So then Yeshua made the other three. So Moshe Rabbeinu made three, and directly parallel. That's a good word. Mm-hmm. On the map would be, take the map, will be also the other three Arimachlas in on the other side of the yard, the other side of the Jordan, where the two Shvat is staying. Good? So Tana Rabban. Shalosh Arim Hivdo Moshe Be'evar Yarden. There were three cities, these camps of refugee that Moshe Rabbeinu split up on the other side of the Yarden. Uchad Egdon, facing them. Hivdo Yeshua Be'eretz Kanaan. Yeshua made an Eretz Kanaan. Mechuvanas Hayu, and they were parallel to each other. Kemin Shtei Shuas Shemekaren, like two rows in a vineyard. You could see, like, if you look at the two rows, it'll be one, two, three. Look at two perfect rows lined up right next to each other. You see the Arimachlas on a map. It's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So it looks like a row. Look at two beautiful rows. The vineyard will like match up beautifully. Good?
Yes.
Fine. So now where were they? So Hebron, the city of Hebron Yehuda, which is a part of Yehuda, right, which is a part that is given to Yehuda, the shape of Yehuda. Keneged, that was opposite Betzer Shemit, Betzer Bamidbar. A Betzer, which was in the Midbar, like in the desert. Shechem, Bahar Ephraim. Right, the Arimachlas that was made in Shechem, which was in the part of Ephraim. Keneged was the opposite, Ramat Pekilot. Kadesh, Bahar Naphtali. The Arimachlas that was in the city of Kadesh, which is on the mountain of Naphtali. Keneged, Golan, Bebasha. Keneged, the Golan. So then, all these three were Keneged, the other three. Fine, so that's the Gemara. There were three and three, and the Gemara explains it exactly where they were lined up to it, perfectly parallel to each other. Let's see Rashi, the first Rashi in the Gemara. If we're not going to get the first Rashi in the Gemara, the first Rashi of Uru, the first Rashi in the Gemara, test number base. At the bottom of the page. The first Rashi in the Gemara. Well, I mean the bottom of the page. Four lines from the bottom. So what does Rashi say? Umchuvana sayu. Mechuvanas alu elu neged elu. These facing these b'shtei shuras in two rows, k'may just like b'shtei shuras shemekaren two rows in a vineyard. Fine. Let's go back into the Gemara. Four lines on the bottom, the last word on the line. The Gemara four lines on the bottom, last word on the line. What does it say? It says b'shilashta. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says when you make the arimiklat, you shall divide it by three. So what do you divide by three exactly? So then why is explaining it means should make three Arimiklas. Sheyu Mishulashim, that they should be. What does it mean you should make them three? They should be equidistant from each other. Mishulashim means divided by three into thirds. Meaning you should make them. But it means, but what it means is that what does it mean? We said it. You should make it divided by three. What do we say? Sheyu, that they should be. Mishulashim, Mishulashim means they should be divided by three. Meaning, the Gemara means to say they should be equidistant from each other. That's what it means. You should divide it by three even. Sheyu, meaning, like the Gemara is going to explain now. Sheyu, Mishulashim, they should be divided by three. How? Sheyu, Midarim, Lechavron. It should be the amount of space from Darim to Chavron. Kemechavron, Lechavron. Like Chavron to Shechem. Umechavron, Lechavron. And from Chavron to Shechem. Kemishchem lekadosh, umishchem lekadosh, and the amount of space between shchem and kadosh, can be kadosh l'tzafon from kadosh to tzafon. Basically, it should be equidistant. All three, everything should have the same distance in between all of them, between all the aramic ones. So far, so good. Let's see Rashi now. The second widest line, the bottom, three lines to the bottom. What does it say? Shilashes kol aris chol mekayim. Sheyuyu mishulashes koymar, meaning to say. Shemischalekas ha'aretz, you should split up the land. Chalukas, chalukas, rechava shel eretz Yisrael. We're dividing now the width. We're dividing by the width. We're not dividing by the length. We're dividing by the width. We're dividing the width of eretz Yisrael. La arba'as revived to four quarters. K'may like shem farish b'ayim. We're going to explain further as we go along. Shehei Midrei Mishalat Yisrael from the most southern part of Yisrael L'chevron, to Chevron K'mechevron L'shchem, the same distance Chevron to Shchem, Mechulu, etc. All the spaces should be the same. All the space between.
Why is the harbor, the width? And meanwhile we're talking about from the north to the south.
On the map, it sounds like on the map, I don't know the maps are on Esker Avram. We're saying here, we're going to the width of Eretz Yisrael.
You can say that the three
are linked
on each side,
were
kind of aligned with one another. I agree with that.
Meaning, but what
does it
mean that the width?
Like in the Golan or the Hebron, and which can go with the Hebron, and the other part.
Right.
But you see, the Rashi is saying that.
There's another explanation. We're always assuming that the map is facing north, but that's a European explanation. What if it's facing towards the sea?
Yeah, but the north is the north.
So, not necessarily. If you locate it, so the width would be the north, our north, or the top of the map would be the sea. So the width would be from the Dan to the Negev.
I don't know what Rashi said. It's a good question. Why is Rashi saying this? We look like we're going through the whole map. So why is Rashi saying that it's the... Why is Rashi saying the width of the map here? I don't see anything. I don't see what they say there. Fine. I don't know if they're fine. I have to try to look at this rash. What this rash means. That's fine. If this means fine. Here, it's a good question. They say the Gemara later. On the one second. I don't know. I'm not sure. Rash is saying that you will count the width. The width of Eretz Yisrael is in four parts. It's putting up to four parts. I don't know why it says Rashi is the width. Width of Eretz Yisrael would be four parts.
Okay.
Fine. Let's see the Gemara further. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, fine. Let's see the second line from the bottom. Ever a yardin. Oh, sorry. Yes, so let's see the Gemara's question. Gemara asks, Ever a yardin plus, Ba'aretz Yisrael plus, on the other side of the river you have three Ari Miklats, and in Eretz Yisrael you also have three Ari Miklats. How does that make any sense? Proportionally, it doesn't make sense. How many people, how many Shvatim live, and how big is the land on the other side of the Yarden? There were two Shvatim. Maybe half. Two and a half. Right? How many Shvatim on this side?
Nine and a half.
Nine and a half. So why in the world? So there's much more land in Eretz Yisrael. So why are you giving three Ari Miklats to the people in Eretz Yisrael? And three Ari Miklats to have a refugee to the people on the other side? Proportionally, it doesn't work out. If you're going by people, then there should be much more Ari Miklats. There should be five Ari Miklats on this side. For every two Shvatim, you should give an Ari Miklat maybe. Right? There's six Ari Miklats, right? So unfortunately, if there's 12 Shvatim, how should you split it up? I mean, if there's 12, there's six Ari Miklats and 12 Shvatim, so every two Shvatim should get an Ari Miklat.
Right.
Right? That's what came out. You gave nine and a half Shvatim three, and two and a half three. It's not proportional. Well, how, why is it, why, how does it make sense? That's the last question. Why say Be'ivir Yadin plus three? And on the other side, it's like Shalash. The top finish is interchangeable. On the side, Be'ivir Yadin, the other side of the Jordan is three Ari Miklats, and it's just Rav three. It's not proportional. It doesn't work out. Why are there so many on the other side of the Yadin? Why is there so many Ari Miklats on the other side? What is here, Byron?
It's got to be close to that where you are. You don't always have a murder with any convenience of your own.
You know, that murder, but it's, it should be proportional. We're just asking. It doesn't have to be, but proportionally, why is the setup so interesting? What does the Gemara answer? Amar Abaya, Abaya answers, B'Gilad, Shchichi writes the... In Gilad, which was on the side of Eber Yardin, right? There, it's very common to have murderers. That's the Gemara starts.
Uh-huh.
Now, that is a very big question. Let's see Rashi. What does the bottom Rashi say? Be'ever a yardin plus, let's see the bottom line in Rashi. Bitmiya. Benachla shnei shvatim. In the Nachla, with two shvatim, in the inheritance of two shvatim, shalosh, was three camps. Could my benachla is a sorry shvatim, like the Nachla you have in the other ten shvatim? Right? It doesn't make sense. It's not proportional. Why even the same amount of Ari Miklats for two shvatim you have for ten? So we said Be'gila. Shehaya be'ever a yardin, which was Shehi be'ever a yardin, the other side of the river. Shchiri, it's common to have birth to have murderers. There's a very big question on this Gemara. Please don't understand this Gemara. What's our question? Why are you making so many Ari Miklats? What's your answer?
There's a lot of murderers on the Gilead.
How's that a good answer? And I have that answer. But murderers mean they're doing it on purpose. Ari Miklats is only to do by mistake. So what are you telling me? Why are you putting so many Ari Miklats there? Because a lot of guys, a lot of terrorists live there. But that's on purpose. Ari Miklats is only for shaking. But now, what are we saying? Why is there so many Ari Miklats? Of course it's true. Everyone goes, we'll call them back. Yeah, we'll call them back once we find out you're amazing. Yeah, but fun, there is a Jib shot. There is some people who want to save that shot.
Run away from Torah. The Torah is going to keep you to doing more mitzvahs rather than doing the mitzvah. You might, in the act of the mitzvah, you might injure somebody or kill somebody.
Yeah, but why is it telling me if there's more murderers on purpose, you should make more Ari Miklats? How does that make sense? Now say there is some people might say maybe since there is a pshat, since we said before everybody has to run there first. So therefore we make a lot of Ari Miklats. But it's like our pshat doesn't say, because still unfortunately, meaning but we just call them out, not staying there. So make a little, I don't know. I mean, there is such a pshat. But Tais doesn't say the pshat. Tais Ramban, they don't say that pshat. I think that's right. Shrah someone says that pshat. There is such a pshat. But so Tais doesn't bother. What are you making Ari Miklats for if people will kill by mistake? You're telling me why should you go there? Because people kill on purpose. So they don't need Ari Miklats. Right? No, but the Gemara already said it there. So the Gemara said the answer is because there's more rights. He doesn't hit the first trying to send the Gemara starts. He wants to send the Gemara starts. What do you say, Rav?
There's less than Shafa.
Yeah, but the Gemara's not saying that. And here we said stop. Here we say the apostle.
Everybody goes to it. There's a Shogeg or.
But there is a Teretz.
They all go to the Ari Miklats.
But there is a Teretz. But it sounds like here that you need the Ari Miklats for the Ari Miklats. It's true, there is a Pshat like that. That since even if it's mazes, you have to run there first, totally trial. So therefore, We need to make you more Aryan like us. I'm sure that everybody likes me. Jesus Christ, it's relevant.
I like what Hanan said. He said that the Torah,
they're
not really.
There is a Jew concept, but that wasn't this Gemara's answer. This Gemara said, because there's rights, and why do you need to make more Aryan Miklats? Because there's more rights. Not because it's out of Israel and this. And if they're away from Torah, the Gemara says simply because they're more restive. So on the Gemara's terms, meaning everybody here wants to say a different answer because they're away from Israel and more people. Everybody's explaining why there's more killers. But how does there more killers on purpose explain to you why you need an Ari Miklat? Who's the Ari Miklat for? So you're telling me why is there so many Ari Miklats? There's a lot of people who kill the Mason. How does that help me?
Right.
So Tyson says, look at Tyson, the bottom Tyson on Tesla B, the bottom Tyson, the Gila. On the right side, what did I say? Begillah. I said Begillah Shchichi writes Pirush. What's the explanation? This is why Hutzrachnu we need it. La Ari Miklat. This is why we need the Ari Miklat. Why? Because there's a Ba'ai. Someone says, amazing. Why do you need it? He says, David, we need it. Why? Lefik Shahar feel amazing. Because when they kill on purpose, the light aid them without witnesses. What happens? We know the Gemara is going to say later. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mazame Lepundik Echad. Hashem appears in one hotel. I mean, like on the Gemara and Daf Yudam basis. What happens? What does the Gemara say later? Right?
He falls
on the
guy and
what's
Hashem going to
do? Let's say someone kills Mamedia and no one saw him.
Right.
He ambushed the guy. He went and shot a guy and no one saw him. Could best to kill him. There's no witnesses. No. So what has Hashem get this guy killed? Hashem knows how to kill him. So first of all, that was one case. You have one guy, Gilad, the guy is very, he wears like a tag, I'm from Gilad, and he kills people, he's a Ritzach, he's a murderer. He murders people. Good. Now he, no one sees him murder, he murders at night in the alleyway, no one saw him, he runs away, takes the guy's money, and he walks off. Fine. Now he didn't get killed. Now there's another guy also, even could be from a different town, that he killed by mistake. And also no one saw him, so he never went to Ari Miklat. So what does Gemara Daf Yud say? What does Hashem do? Hashem is just. Hashem will take care of everybody. Hashem, if someone's guilty, Hashem will take care of them. Hashem makes them both go to one hotel. They both decide, oh, let me go to this hotel in Gila tonight. This guy who killed on purpose. The guy who killed by mistake, right? Now the guy who killed by mistake with no witness and no one saw it, so he is in a big hotel with everybody watching. He's busy climbing up a ladder, climbing up the steps, and he falls down onto the other guy who killed the Mason. You have here two people. You have Reuben and Shimon. Reuben goes around shooting people at night, no one sees him. Right? And he's now really he's Chayav Misa. But there's no witnesses. Reuben is Chayav Misa, there's no witnesses. So what happens? The Gemara is in Meganah Shalom. It's in the Garden of Emunah. If you want to read this Gemara. So what happens? What does Hashem do? Hashem makes them, puts them both at one hotel. They both decide to take vacation at the same hotel. Right? The guy who killed by mistake and no one saw him, he never went to Ari Miklat, he's on top of the ladder. The guy who killed on purpose, who deserves to get killed, but no one saw him, he's walking on bottom. Hashem makes this guy slip, kill the guy on bottom, so the guy on bottom gets killed, and now the guy on top has to go to Ari Miklat, because everybody saw him, killed by mistake, he's forced to go to Ari Miklat. So Tati's saying, what do we say, why do you need so many Ari Miklat to Gila? There's a lot of murderers.
There's a lot of murderers, right.
So who cares a lot of murderers, but you don't go to Ari Miklat? No, that means Hashem is going to make all the other guys from other cities who killed by mistake take vacation in Gilad. And the guy on bottom, all the guys killed amazing are going to get killed. Hashem is going to make them get killed. So you need Ari Miklat for the guy on top, or Hashem's bringing in from other towns. That's why you need so many Ari Miklat. Yeah? So again, our question is, why do you need so many Ari Miklat in Gilad? Because they kill on purpose. So how does that help me? Why do you need Ari Miklat? So Tezza says that you don't need Ari Miklat for them. Those guys who killed, it's not for the person who killed on purpose. It's because Hashem has to now make a whole scenario that a guy has to be climbing up a ladder to fall on it. So you need a lot of Ari Miklat for the guys on top of the ladder falling down. Because these guys are getting killed. That's the Tzaretz. It's the Tzaretz.
Okay.
He has to go to Golos. Because he in a different time, he's a different time, he killed by mistake and no one saw him. he deserves to go to Gullus. Right?
There were never any witnesses. There was a killer with no witnesses. There was a guy who did the show gave no witnesses. And Hashem just takes care of his eyes and good.
He lost me.
Okay, we lost him.
Okay. Right. Rabbi Shai Ezra over here is telling us also that this, it could be also from different Gilgulim. Targum on the pasuk that says Eila Mishpat that it talks about this says doesn't even necessarily have to be in this Gilgul.
Oh wow!
It could have been also because he said Targum in the beginning of the parashah talks about this in Mishpatim. Rabbi Shai Ezra told us that Targum. Look at Targum on the pasuk. It says these are the Gilgulim, which means it doesn't have to be in this lifetime. It could be in the last Gilgul. This guy, I'm an honest guy. People look at why this guy get killed. He's so honest. It could be in the last Gilgul. He kills a person amazing, or Bishagi, and therefore this Gilgul. I mean, he's saying it doesn't even necessarily have to be in this lifetime. So it could be even from a different Gilgul. That's the internet. The Targum says the Ela Gilgulim. This is the way Hashem makes it all go. Hashem makes it all work out. That famous story. We say also a story of there was one guy. Why would I write another story? Also, we see from a different Gilgal, Hashem, you person killed another guy, a different Gilgal. Now he deserves to get killed.
Gilad.
That says Gilad is Shlich Reitzlin.
That story with Shlich.
Yes, Rich. Yeah. The vacation in Gilad.
It's the middle one on the right.
It's also interesting, yeah.
Central.
Gilad is the vacation place. That has a lot of money in Gilad.
Yeah.
A lot of people get killed over there also. There's a lot of murderers and a lot of money. I don't know if you want to go there. a lot of murderers and a lot of money. But it says, the Gilad Shlichi writes, but Ishri also says Gilad. It says, writes them like Gilad. That's what it says tomorrow, no? Yeah. Here it says, writes them the murderers they like, if your name is Gilad. That's why there's two guys, Gilad. Writes them the Gilad. Shlichi writes them. So the Gemara says, he writes them the murders, they like Gilad. Hashem Shahapa. Two Gilads.
Well,
Hashem always helps him. Hashem, it's interesting. The Gemara says, Gilad Shlichi writes them. The murderer is like Gilad. People's name is Gilad. Hashem Shahapa. If you have Gilad, then change your name. I don't know. Fine. So that's this Gemara. So that was the Gemara Taisvis. That he's saying, Gilad has writes them, and therefore, why, since it has rights to them, we need a lot of Ari Miklats, not for the killers, because they're going to get killed. We need guys that Hashem's going to put on the top of the ladder to kill them. That's why we need so many Ari Miklats. That's place to start. Go to everybody, you got it? So who's the Ari Miklats for? Not for the guys, the killers. For the guys going to fall on them. Hashem's going to bring a lot of guys to fall on them. So all the guys that fall on them, that's who we need, all the Ari Miklats. That's Tysus.
Ramban's 13 principles of faith. Don't worry, everyone's going to get their punishment.
No one gets away with it. The Ramban has a little different chat. The Ramban says that, fine, he says every interesting chat. He says a different chat that the people in Gilad, they really were amazed, but they used to always run to Ari Miklat anyways, because they were like cheaters. They didn't want anybody to know they killed on purpose, so they used to always kill by mistake. So we need a lot of Ari Miklat for all these guys who make believe that they killed by mistake. That's the Ramban's chat. That why do you, if they're killing on purpose, why do you need so many Ari Miklat? Because we know the guys in Gilad, they're like murderers and like you know.
They try to make a look.
Yeah, they try. Yeah, they make believe that there was Shagis, but so anyway, they need. They say, oh, we need a lot of our miklas. You know, they need to open up a lot of our miklas for them. That's our mapsha. But Taisus Shad is very nice. Taisus Shad understands. Taisus Shad says we need it for the guys going to fall on top of him,
right.
Not for the murder. That's Taisus very nice shot. So let's see Taisus inside again. You know, we understand what Taisus saying. The Gilad Shlichi writes that Pirush. The explanation is Ulahaki. Therefore, Hosrachnu la Ari Miklas. This is why we need an Ari Miklat. Why? Lefi because Shahar give mazid. When a person kills them, mazid. So La Eden without Eden, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is zamnin. He like prepares the pundik echad to one hotel. Because I mean, like, come on, let me say further. He's going to put the prepare in the hotel. A person is going to go on top, and a person on bottom. So you need it for the people climbing on top. That's the Gemara says. We'll get to it on Daf Yudam base. Baruch Hashem. Learn the Taisus. But so let's see again the Gemara. So really, the Gemara continues and brings the pasuk. So what's our Gemara saying? In Gilad, a lot of rights. Yeah, so I'm by the Gilad Shinah Rishon. Now going to the top of Yud Amud Aleph. Where do we see the pasuk that Gilad has a lot of Rishon? Which means the air in Gilad. This pasuk was written even before people like inhabited Gilad. Because saying sometimes the air in Sfor Ma'aseh Sotah Rav Nachman's story, you find sometimes the air is conducive to a certain thing. It's just that's the way the makeup of that place that's more conducive to killing. That's the way it is. And we're going to say also Shechem also soon. In Gilad Shechem also we say that it's conducive. The Chazal say also Gemara is going to read that soon. Shechem is conducive to blood spilling. Probably not just wanted to go there so much, but from a long time ago, right? It's from always, because Shechem, because the brothers killed the Shechem, they killed that Shechem. And Shechem, Dina, everything is always, what's it called? Shechem is also a type of place that's like, you know, it's prepared to be like, to spill blood. Whatever it is, Hashem made it in the Bria, it's more. Yeah.
Reuben
and Levi killed the whole Shechem. Till today, it's a you know, it's a bloody place. Shimon and Levi, sorry, Shimon and Levi killed. Shimon and Levi killed people because they didn't believe it. Not everything's ruined. Ruin's always killing
everybody.
Fine, so let's see the top of the Gemara, you know what I mean. Where do we see that Gilad is a bloody place? It's a murderer place. The Chassidus says, Gilad, Kiryas is a city of Pale Oven. Doers, Pale Oven of evil. Akuba Midah. Akuba Eka really means like the heel. They're like, they're healed with blood. Now, what's that supposed to mean? My Akuba Midah. Amri Balazar, Shayu Eikvim. They were like, even he would say like, "Who kevachara?" He's like running after me, right? They're like healing, like they're healed, like the bottom of the foot, lowering the fascia to kill souls, which means like they're, you know, they're tiptoeing after me to kill souls, right? They're right. They say he rolls like, "Who kevachara?" Like he's on my back. He's like healing behind me. So instead of a deer, that they, right? What did Rashi top Rashi say? Eichvin, urban. They set an ambush. They set an ambush to kill people. They sit in ambush to kill people.
Yeah.
Okay, good. We said, how do you know Gilad is a place of killing? We're saying a lot of blood murderers in Gilad. Gilad, Kiryas is a city of Pali doers, oven of evil. Akuva midah. Right, which means that they're full of blood. Right, what does the word akuva mean? My akuva midah. What does it mean that they're akuva midah? Amr ibn Lazar, which Rashi says they would be sit in ambush, they would sit in ambush to kill people. So we have a pasuk that tells us that that's what they did. That's what they did in Gilad.
Akuba and Akubin, we're making a drasha.
Yeah, we're in a drasha. Yeah,
Akubin.
Yeah. Yeah, really, Akuba means like a heel, like an ache of a heel, like they healed their heels with like with blood. So saying now they were like ambush. They would sit in ambush to kill people. That in Hebrew, to modern day Hebrew, Nachon, modern day Hebrew, they got it from this. When you say, Huokeh Bacharei, that means he's like someone who's following you, like he's on your back, you say, Huokeh Bacharei, like he's following you. Right, so that's just like a similar Lashon. They should know they got all this Hebrew from Gemara, you know that. Someone told me it's like a book that has like modern day Hebrew, that it tells you all the sources. The guys who made up the Hebrew, they didn't believe in Hashem, but a lot of the sources and words come from Gemara's and what's it called? A guy told me there's a book. I don't know what it is exactly. And he just writes all the sources where he got the Hebrew from. A lot of it's based on Chazal and Gemara. That's what. Yeah, he got it from here. The Oikav Achara means Okav Achara means he's running after me. What?
Stalking.
Stalking, right? And in English, yeah, like he's stalking because this Gemara says that Lashon. That he's like sitting in ambush to me to kill the Nefashis. But that's the Gemara Baruch Hashem. Now we understand why on Eber Yad, why on the other side you need so many Ari Miklas, because you need a lot of guys from Gilad to run there. But now Gemara asks another question. Getting back to the Israeli side, let's go back. We go back over the border to the side of Israel. Now we're going to talk about the border on this side. Cross the border back in. Now we're going to talk about these three Ari Miklas. Right? So what happened over here? What do we say in at the side of Eretz Yisrael? You have three Ari Miklas, right? So what do you have? You have a space, then the one Ari Miklat, another space, another Ari Miklat, another space, right? You ended up having four spaces, correct? That's what everybody told me yesterday. Mm-hmm. So now, but what comes out? The guy in the middle are going to have the most places to run to. Gemara says, what's the difference from this side? Mehagisa from this side, then we're Achki. Why is the middle of Makarvi? What are we saying? We're saying like this. if you go from each border, if a person goes from border one border, if a person is going from the border to the next Ari Mitzvot, he has to run a quarter of Eretz Yisrael. Right? Rabbi Byron? You have to run a quarter. Maximum is fine, but the further part, it could be if a guy lives down there, he'll have to run a quarter of Eretz Yisrael, right? Or if you're on the top border, you'll run a quarter of Eretz Yisrael. But the other guys who live in between the other ones, they only have to walk to most of the run at the eighth either way. If you live in the middle, like this.
Just in the maximum distance, the guy who lives in the south would have to run would be a quarter. And the maximum distance of the guy who lives in the middle would be an eighth.
Right.
Yeah. The maximum distance would be an eighth.
Right, so here. That's a good picture, but here the border, right? You have this border and this border. So this guy till here, if a guy kills someone on the border, he has to run a quarter of Eretz Yisrael. If this guy kills somebody, he has to run a quarter of Eretz Yisrael. Correct? But a guy who kills over here, right, or over here, he kill, the most he'll run is either an eighth this way or an eighth of Eretz Yisrael that way. So one thing, the guys in the middle end up having a lot more leverage. They have a lot, Ari Mikla is much closer to them. So it comes out, I mean, because of the way you split it up. If you want, you could have split it up and put one on each, you could have put them one on each border and one in the middle. That everybody would be even, right? If you could have put one on each border, and then one in the middle, right? Then everybody would, it's fine, it's all the same, it's all proportional, each guy is proportional. But you split up, no. You put one a little bit, the way you did it, it's coming out not fair, because the guys in the middle have a lot of space to run, the guys in the end zone have much less. If you could have put it on three, right? You could have one, two, three. Everybody, guys, the same. Now it's coming at the guys in the end that have much more to run. People in the middle could only have to run an eighth. Let's see the Gemara inside again. Umayishno, why is it different? Mehai Giza from this side, meaning from one side of the border, let's say from the southern border to the Ari Mikla. Umehai Giza from the northern border to the Ari Mikla, from this side and from this side, the Merachki, that it's very far. Yeah, why? It's very far, these guys. Umayishna Mitzi'ai, and what's the difference that the middle guys, the Makarvi, that they're much closer to it. They're always an eighth towards the thing. They're always closer. The most they could run is the eighth of Eretz Yisrael. So again, read inside again. Chanan. Umayishna, the third line from the top. Umayishna, why is it different? Mehai Gisa from this side. Umehai Gisa from this side. Meaning from the northern side of the border and the southern border. The Murachki, that is very far. Meaning they have to run to the Ari Mikla very far. They have to run a quarter of Eretz Yisrael. U'mayishna mitzi'ai. And why is it that the middle guys, the Mekarvi, they're much closer to the Ari Mikla? Because the most that they'll run is an eighth of Eretz Yisrael. That's the question. So let's see Rashi. Let's see the top first line of Rashi. Mehai Gisu, Mehai Gisu Merachki. So Rashi explained. Chevron v'Kaddish, the cities of Chevron and Kaddish, Rechaikim v'Mikhuli Ha'aretz, they are far from the borders. Shnei Revi Ha'aretz. What is this? It says they're two quarters. Each one a quarter of Eretz Yisrael. They each are far a quarter. If you live on the border, till the Ari Mikla, you have to run a quarter of Eretz Yisrael. From my border till Ari Mikla. One who killed in the end of the border, Tzarech Lanos, he has to run Revi'a Ha'aretz, he has to run a quarter of the land. So they have to run very far. What's the next Rashi? Why is it different? Mitzi'ai, like the Emtza, the middle people, the Mekari, they're much closer to the Ari Mikla. The Karav. Ha'aretz, someone who kills Bein Chevron L'Shechem, between Chevron and Shechem. Ubein Shechem L'Kaddish, between Shechem and Kaddish. Karav l'miklat, they're close to the miklat. Mikan, we got from here and from here. From either way they run, they have an Ari Miklat, either way they run, even if they kill the mouth exactly in the middle. They can either run an eighth this way or an eighth that way. So they're much closer. It comes out as not proportional. These guys have much more leverage than the other guys. So why are you giving these guys much more space to run? Why are you giving the middle guys much more space to run? That's, I mean, why do you set up the Ari Miklat like that? That's the Gemara's question. So again, the Gemara answers. Because in Shechem, there's much more murderers. There's a lot of murders till today. There's a lot of murders in Shechem. That's where the murderers are. So let's see the Gemara again. Amar Abaye, the fifth line of the Gemara. Amar Abaye. B'Shechem na mishchichi reislim. In Shechem also, it's very common to have murderers. Even when the Jews were there, it was very common to have murderers. Just so what does the Pasuk say? Also, Pasuk in Hesheh, it's interesting. This Pasuk happens to be exactly after the Pasuk we just mentioned before. The Pasuk in Hesheh is talking about all like the murderer cities in Eretz Yisrael. That's what Navi's talking about, all the murderers. The first the Pasuk right before is talking about Gilad. Now he's talking about Shechem. That's in Hesheh, one Pasuk after each other. The Pasuk from Gilad, we brought before, this is right after. This Pasuk is the next Pasuk. Now the Pasuk, what do they say? Ukechake, chake is like a chakale, I'm waiting. They are waiting, ish, they're waiting for a man, gedudim, the gangs. It means the gangs are waiting for a man. The gangs are waiting for a man, right? Ukechake, they're waiting, ish, for a man. Gedudim, the gangs are waiting to kill a person. Chaver kohanim, a group of kohanim, derech yirsu, they want to kill on the road a group of kohanim, shchema in Shechem. That's what the Pasuk says. The gangs are in Shechem. My father, gang, go to Shechem. My chaver kahanim. What does it mean that they're sitting like a group of kahanim? What's that supposed to mean? Amar of Elazar showing mischabrim, they would group laharag nefashas, they would like group up with each other to kill people kahanim halalu, like these kahanim she mischabrim, that they group together lach like trumas, to split up the truma of the beis hagranas in the silos. Meaning, just like the kahanim, they would all go to collect the truma, right, in the silos. They would like, go within a group. Here also, these guys would group up, these gangs would sit in a group in order to ambush people and to kill them. So again, we see here that in Shechem also there were a lot of murderers. So therefore, we wanted, again, we're saying we wanted to be our miklat near Shechem, like we said before. Since there's a lot of murderers, Hashem's going to want these murderers to get killed. So he's going to bring people who are who killed them by mistake, but they could go to Galus, the same as we said earlier. Again, the same like we said earlier, since there's a lot of murderers in Shechem, so why do you need a lot of Ari Miklats near Shechem? But they have to have, right? For the people who kill them, you need Ari Miklats for the people Hashem is going to bring to kill these guys. Just like we said earlier in Gila, the same thing to Shechem. The same thing. What is our question? Why do you need so many Ari Miklats in the middle? Because Shechem is a very bloody place. And people kill on purpose over there. And therefore why? And therefore you need a lot of Ari Miklats for the people Hashem brings to kill them b'shogeg, so they could run too. Aryan Mifla. Shaya, Baruch Hashem. So now, what's it tomorrow?
It was, we were making siyum over here on Masechet Ta'anit. The end of the Gemara ends off with a happy days of the year. One of the happy days we say is Tu Be'av. We say that's the day where all the women, they're going to all be equal, and they're going to borrow their own, each other's clothing, and everyone's going to be equal. There's going to be no one better than the other. The Gemara says at the end also, Amar Ulav, Bira'a Amar Rebbe'ezer, Atei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asad Machol HaSadikim. When Mashiach comes, Hashem's going to make a circle for all the righteous people. V'yoshev b'nehem v'gan Eden. He's going to sit among them in the middle of the circle in the Garden of Eden. V'chol echad v'echad ma'ed b'etzvah. Everyone's going to point with his finger towards Hashem. Shenema v'ayah v'yam ha'u hine elokin hazeh kivinu lo v'ashenu zeh Hashem kivinu lo nagila v'zorcha v'yishenu. That we say on this day, this is our God. We hope to Him and He saves us. This is Hashem to whom we hope, let us exalt and declare in His salvation. So they're saying that when Mashiach comes, there's going to be a circle, everyone's going to be around the tzaddik, is going to be in the middle of me and Hashem, everyone's going to be around it, and they're going to get the light from the true light from the middle. Hadran lach v'shosha perakim, v'slecha masach ta'anim. Hadran lach masach ta'anim, v'hadran lach v'atana masach ta'anim, v'atana lach shemine masach ta'anim, v'os shemina l'bam adim l'bam da'ate. Hadran lach masach ta'anim, v'hadran lach. דתנה למסר תעני ודתנה לא מלא שמינה מסר תעני ולא שתתנשא מנח לבם האדם ולא דעתי אדן עלה מסר תעני ואדן עלה דתנה למסר תעני ודתנה לא מלא שמינה מסר תעני ולא שמינה לבם האדם ולא דעתי יעשום בניך מאמן ולא רותם שתי תרח חם ומתם ולא מזה ותיאמן לא מבח אני בפפה רמי בפפה נחמר בפפה תעדות ובר אבמי בפפה רפם בפפה רכיב בפפה חפפה עד בפפה דרו בפפה حربنا عبد الله زينو اتفقت ورقبت زينو فرات الخامس سبعين بين أنا أحمد تزين مستسلس تزين فلان بيش محمد بيش بيش محمد بيش ما ما بعد كمين مستسلس كلام يدي يدي بي تمي بخوك خال ما نلاقي بس لما على إشكال وده كي بان في تاني بوقت عبد الله زينو فرات الخامس من أنا من السبعين ما دي ما نحن فنك عبد الله زينو بدور بتين شو صار فكين مستسلس بيت بيت مدرش وصلنا خال كين مش ركير أنا مش أنا مش كمين مش كمين أنا مش كمين مدرت لما ما مش كمين مدرت بيت بيرين بكتير أنا ما أنا ما مدي ما أنا ما مدي مكان مسخر ما مدي ما أنا مكان مسخر أنا أتي ما أتي أنا لسه ما خيام بعرفش ما أتي ما بيشاق شنو ما بيتم أنا جو جنب بيشاق أنا شد من ماذا يسوي ما مني أفتح با إير أصلا فأنا خال ناي ما ناي كشمت أتاني سامي سامي ثاني كين تازين من الأطفال ناس الكوك سوري ما خلينا سايمان من الموضة هذا شو بعسوك كين كل بس مسخر بعبار كل كل تان نائم ועמורים ועשם זה כמי עמוד יבדל ישלו כמו שאתם בי זה על ידי זה עד עולם נפקד בי ואת האחד שאני אשלך אותך שוכל לא תשמע עליו ותעשה כי היא תשכה כי היא בואי נכנס כי יש תודה אחד שם חיים אור כמי מנם עושמה ראש לחור לנו את דנה מהר ואיך תמור בשלום התגדה והתגדה שמר הבא ובני קטע זה ישולם, משפחה חכבה בגבל, מקפו חנה בזד מנהלה, והטרפו חלתי לשמיה והעקב, אין לב כתב יחשמבל ויקרב, אז אנחנו גאים לכם משיחה. אמן. 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 בר הלאה, נו אמן. יש אמן רבה משמע החיים וסבב, משוע ונחם ובשתי זה ואנחנו לא עושה וחברה וברך ומסעד ומחום הישראל ונו אמן. אסתה שלנו ואנחנו ברך ומסעד ומחום הישראל ונו אמן. 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 אמן.